Where will you have the best view for today's total solar eclipse? Well, if you are here in Indiana, conditions are actually looking pretty good in terms of the weather. To get the latest, we are turning to meteorologist Jim Anderson with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Obviously, it's the big question on the minds of all my listeners this morning. Are we concerned at all about clouds blocking our view of the solar eclipse? From my understanding, perhaps maybe a thin layer, but it shouldn't really block visibility?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. It looks like the better chances for those high clouds is going to be southeast of Fort Wayne. So if you go back a little further west, that's probably where we're going to see the better chance for more clear skies. Now, again, as you mentioned, with the thin high clouds, depending on that thickness, that could, cause an issue. So it's really fairly difficult to pinpoint on these clouds, so we're trying to do our best here, but it looks like we might get pretty lucky here with the clearing skies. So.
Do any chance of precipitation, like at all, Jim? Because we got lots of folks watching from outside.
So that's one of the things that's changed, and that's for the good. So
here's what I'm curious about. Are we going to experience, a decrease in temperature, like a dramatic, noticeable difference for folks who are watching from outside?
We think there will be, and in past eclipses, there has been a reduction in temperature during the totality, especially once it gets close to that time, which will be roughly around 3 o'clock Eastern. But we're looking at maybe between 5 to 7 degrees drop is possible. Now, our last one in 2017 was in August, and so the solar angle was a lot different than what it is now. So we're kind of wondering how that's going to shape up, but yes, we should see some at least very minor changes in temperature decreases that be when the totality hits.
How dark will things get? Like, are we talking the same darkness we experience at night?
Well, it's mostly going to be like if you're at sunset time. I think that's what it's going to kind of be like. So as right when that sun's about to set, we get that dark. I think that's what we should expect to see. And of course, that's going to depend on how far away from that path of totality that you are. So the further north or the further south you go from that path, it's not going to get as dark.
So if we were in the path of totality, which I know we're pretty darn close here in Fort Wayne, will you be able to see stars or planets, anything like that?
No, it's going to kind of be like the dusk, when you see at the end of the day. Typically, you don't see, much star. Now, maybe a couple of the brighter stars may be possible, but the main thing is it's going to get dark, but
right.
It'll still be some light because remember, when that covers the sun up, there's still just a slight little ring of light. So that's going to keep things from getting totally dark.
Do you know how or if this kind of weather will impact plants? Because we have that kind of quick temperature drop and it's obviously going to get a little bit darker, or does that not really play a factor?
Yeah, I would say that probably does not play a factor. Of course, it's going to be fairly short duration. We're not talking about for hours. When the temperature is going to drop, and most likely drop, is going to be when it's about 90% darkness to the 100% or 99.999%.
Right.
So that's going to be that time period. And again, that's only a matter of, maybe half hour.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, really quick, just for fun here. I mean, what's the vibe at the National Weather Service? Have you guys been prepping for this? Are you excited for this?
Yeah.
What's it like there?
We've been really busy, not only months in advance, but even years. We've been having meetings, getting prepped for this event. And so it's finally here. And we've worked really hard, especially the last couple weeks, just getting people the information they need to make decisions to go out and see this cool event.
Well, I love it. Well, we appreciate your hard work and making the time for us this morning, Jim. Happy viewing.
Hey, yes, you as well. Happy viewing.
Podcasts by Federated Media.